Imagine your house is catching on fire, and you're holding a fire extinguisher. But you refuse to pull the pin because you're worried the chemicals inside might damage the ozone layer 10 years from now.
Right. I mean, it is a brutal dilemma.
Yeah.
Do you prioritize short-term survival or long-term consequences?
Exactly. Welcome to today's custom deep dive.
Great.
We are unpacking a crisis exactly like that for you today. We're looking at the severe May and June 2026 European heat waves and this really fierce, surprising cultural war over the one basic appliance that could stop it, which is air conditioning.
And the scale of what happened in May and June is, it's honestly hard to overstate. By early July, the data showed over 9,796 excess deaths across the continent.
Wow.
Yeah, that includes over 5,000 in Germany alone and another 2,000 in France. Spain actually hit a peak of 45.1 degrees Celsius.
Wait, in Fahrenheit? That's what, over 110?
It's about 119.2 Fahrenheit. It was so bad we even saw tragic water-related deaths
from
people desperately trying to find places to just, you know, cool off.
Right. And it started so early. It felt like an uninvited guest who arrived in early May and just completely refused to leave. I mean, are we looking at a freak summer here, or is this a structural shift?
Well, it is definitely structural. And the sheer speed of that shift is alarming. Europe is actually the fastest warming continent on Earth right now, up 2.3 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial levels.
That fast?
Yeah. So to answer your question, this isn't a fluke. The World Weather Attribution Group found that the intensity of this heat wave is, quote, virtually impossible to explain without accounting for climate change.
Okay, so if the heat is literally lethal, I have to admit, I am genuinely bewildered. If I'm sitting in 113 degree weather, I am hugging the nearest AC unit.
Right.
Why aren't Europeans simply turning on the AC like people in the US or China? I mean, why suffer through this?
It comes down to this really deep-seated view of air conditioning as a maladaptation. Yeah, in Europe, it's widely seen as a short-term fix that actually accelerates long-term climate change, mostly because of the immense energy it consumes. But it's not just environmentalism. There's a really strong cultural and health layer to it, too.
Okay.
Take France, for instance. There's this widespread belief called choc thermique, or thermal shock.
Oh, right. The idea that a sudden shift from hot outdoor air to cold indoor air physically shocks your system.
Exactly.
Like it causes fainting, nausea, or even viral illnesses.
Yes. Now, medically speaking, viruses cause colds, not cold air.
Hmm.
But this belief is deeply ingrained. It's heavily promoted by French media, and it completely dictates how millions of people interact with cooling technology.
It's fascinating because this cultural hesitation hasn't just stayed a public health thing, right? It's ignited a full-blown political battle line across the continent. It blows my mind how a thermostat setting has become a political identity marker.
It really has. Hmm. We are seeing a very stark political divide right now. Right-wing figures like Marine Le Pen in France and the AfD in Germany are aggressively championing mass AC adoption.
Right, framing the resistance as, like, misguided green dogma.
Spot on. They're arguing that if the climate is warming, people just have a fundamental right to stay cool and maintain their quality of life. But then conversely, left-wing leaders like Jean-Luc Mélenchon and the German Greens, they strongly oppose AC.
Because they see it as that dangerous climate feedback loop.
Exactly. You burn more fossil fuels to power the AC, which makes the planet hotter, which then requires more AC.
Mm.
Instead, they advocate for passive solutions.
Like shading and stuff.
Yeah, urban shading, better ventilation, completely overhauling building designs.
Yeah.
Mélenchon actually stated publicly that he refuses to put his kids or grandkids in an air-conditioned room all day.
Wow. And while this domestic debate rages, outside commentators are just having a field day with it. I saw Chinese social media users pointing out they use AC in barns for pigs, and there's a Russian YouTuber actively mocking Europe's lack of cooling infrastructure.
Yeah, they're definitely watching closely.
It just leaves Europe agonizingly caught in the middle. They're trying to survive a dangerously warming present while trying not to pollute the climate future.
Yeah, it's a stark reminder that even our most mundane household appliances carry immense environmental and cultural weight.
Totally. But it leaves you with a really massive logistical question to ponder. If Europe ultimately surrenders and decides they must adopt mass AC to survive, how will the continent have to physically alter its famous, centuries-old historic architecture to fit millions of modern cooling units? You know, you can't exactly slap a window unit on a 15th-century cathedral.
No, you really can't. It makes you rethink that fire extinguisher metaphor from earlier.
Exactly. The house is getting hot, but figuring out how to cool it down without destroying what makes it special in the first place, well, that's the real challenge.